Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm definitely going to look into that. That's why for years, when Cat 6 first came out, I got right on board. I ran all my patch cables with Cat 6. And there's a Cat 7 on. I have a link to Cat 7 here, a jumper. And people are, you know, they're even guys that were doing work at our dealership with the network. I'm like, what do you use? And they're like, well, we use Cat 5E or whatever it is. I'm like, why don't you use Cat 6? And they're like, well, we don't need to. I'm like, our computers that are at our benches are all lagging. Would you want to just use all high-performance cable instead of just cheap stuff? And then he's like, oh, I don't know. And he didn't really know much about it. But that's what I always want with Cat 6. Now I'm going to get some Cat 7 stuff and use that. I've been using the same Cat 6 line for years. Monster cable. They don't make it anymore, but it's got fantastic plugs on it, and it's a lot thicker than Cat 6. It has a good shielding on it, and I'm still using it today. All the Belkin Cat 6 lines, they eventually fail, and they just throw them in the garbage. This one from Monster Cable works great, never failed. And, but they don't make it anymore. And I was waiting, you know, I was like, whenever Cat 7 comes out, the Monster Cable Cat 7 patch cables, but they don't make it. So MetaBridge is what I use now for Cat 7. You can get that on Amazon. And I did see one fail on me, so I'm kind of skeptical on MetaBridge. But, yeah, that, even though I don't need it, that's how I do everything. Overkill, right?